where was our vote?
That's Lowell Ferguson, the president and CEO of Nitro Electric, a business that has been around for 55 years. Ferguson was a member of the Putnam County Chamber, a local chamber of commerce, until just a few weeks ago. That's when, Ferguson says, he pulled his membership because of the state-level support of Right to Work.
If the chamber's going to take a position, don't you think they ought to be asking the people who are members of the chamber what your position is? They didn't ask anybody. So if we pay dues to the local chamber, and the local chamber pays dues to the state chamber and pays dues on to the national chamber, then we're in essence funding the legislation that we disagree with.
The West Virginia Workplace Freedom Act was approved by both chambers of the legislature and sent to Governor Tomlin for a signature earlier this month. Tomlin chose to veto the bill, and a majority of the members in both the House and Senate overrode that disapproval. The bill will make West Virginia a right-to-work state. That means an employee cannot be fired for refusing to join a union or refusing to pay union dues or fees. Ferguson opposes the measure and says he's not the only business owner in West Virginia to pull out of the Chamber of Commerce because of that opposition. He estimates 20 or so businesses have already done the same.
I know that some testimony was given at the Capitol that said businesses were leaving the Chamber of Commerce. That has not been what we have experienced.
Steve Roberts is the president of the West Virginia Chamber of Commerce, the state's largest business trade organization. He disputes Ferguson's claims that the businesses are pulling their membership and that the organization didn't ask its members how they felt about the bill.
We are a member-driven organization. We do what our members say they believe is most important. And our members overwhelmingly tell us that they believe passing Right to Work will be good for employment, good for the economy, and help stimulate growth in West Virginia. So we simply have not. It's fine that other people want to say those things, but we're right here at the center of this, and our members overwhelmingly support the passing of Right to Work, and they believe it will be good for West Virginia's economy.
I'm for Right to Work, and what I find is when you say that, the first thing a lot of people think is, well, you're anti-union. That couldn't be anything further from the truth.
John Casey owns Casey Construction. He is one of the business owners and Chamber of Commerce members Robert spoke of.
I think that when you're chasing the American dream, you shouldn't be forced to be a member of any organization, union or otherwise, in my opinion.
And Casey, like many lawmakers, believes a right-to-work state will draw businesses to West Virginia, creating more jobs for working West Virginians. Ferguson, on the other hand, thinks that the legislation can only hurt the state's economy, making it more difficult for union shops to stay open.
The companies that try to stay here and try to be union are going to become uncompetitive. So companies like us that have been here 55 years, our choices are basically to continue the fight in the private sector until it just drowns us out, or relocate the business to another state.
Roberts and the Chamber of Commerce are standing behind the legislation and their support for it. Roberts says with the way things are going in West Virginia economically, it's time to try something new and evaluate its success.
Now, the reason the legislature comes back every year is if they don't get it right in 1 year, there's an opportunity to change things in the next year. We know some people are very nervous about change and very afraid of change. We want to try a different course. We want to take a different path.
The West Virginia Workplace Freedom Act will become law in mid-May, but it may be some time before West Virginians actually know its impacts. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Rob Engel.